Hello?
Hi, Sir Mr. Capaldi.
Speaking.
Hi, Stephen. It's Michael calling you from MMA Legal, say the legal, the law firm.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yes.
How are you, Stephen?
Yeah. Not too bad, man. Not too bad.
Do you have a quick 5 minutes to have a chat with me, Stephen, about your case?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I've got time.
Perfect. Just to let you know, Stephen, obviously all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah.
The reason for the call today, sir, is not so much to drag you over the, you know, your time in care, because you've already gone through that with our customer care team. My role is more to find out, about you,
mm-hmm.
and how the trauma you faced as a youngster has followed you or haunted you into your adult life.
Oh, it did.
Through the likes of depression, anxiety.
Oh yeah, that's I was diagnosed with depression. I was living in Bournemouth back in the mid 90s. It carried on with me. I was down there for about 10 years. It carried on with me right throughout the time that I was there. I got flashbacks and things like that. I kind of came very withdrawn, so I wouldn't speak to anybody.
Yeah, sorry.
My doctor ended up sending me over to see a psychologist. A good few years of talking to them. Yeah, but I was diagnosed with depression for years, decades probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the psychologist? Was that down in England?
Bournemouth, down in the south coast of England.
Okay. And can you remember the psychologist's practice details whilst you were down there?
Jeez, no, because I left Bournemouth back, when was that? About a year 2000 or 2001, about 25 years ago I left Bournemouth.
Yeah, okay.
Things have all changed down there.
Yeah, probably, sir. So the current GP that you're with now, do they know about your depression, and are they still helping you with medication and stuff?
No, but it's basically I've had a couple of other medical issues I'm having to concentrate on at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, which is ongoing at the moment.
Okay.
But I still get pains of depression. I still get pains when I walk myself away. Don't talk to anybody.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I really am, Stephen.
It's less so now compared to what it was before.
That's good. That's obviously positive.
Yeah.
Have you had any issues with alcohol or drugs, Stephen?
Yep. I was an alcoholic for years. I was also a bit of a drug addict. I didn't inject nothing, but I was an addict for years, for the best part of 20 years. Alcohol, I recently had a stroke, basically, about 4 months ago, which I'm still recovering from, but actually quitting alcohol was actually quite easy. Anyway, I mean, I'm not allowed to drink anymore, so that's quite an easy decision.
Yeah. Did you seek any medical attention for the drugs or alcohol, or did you just come off them yourself?
I initially did, but then my doctor was trying to put me into rehab, and I got flashbacks of being in a children's home. So I refused, and ended up dealing with part of it myself. It was difficult, but it took me a long time to realise something, that you can't change what happened 5-10 minutes ago, because that's history. All you can do is concentrate on the next step forward. That's you going into the future. You can concentrate and control that, but you can't control history. That's been and gone.
No, it's a great outlook. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't. You're right. You can't control what happened to you in the past. You've also got to come to the realization as well, Mr. Capaldi, is a lot of this stuff is not your fault.
I know. You might feel it's your fault.
Of course.
It's not.
My clients blame themselves with, you know, you were put into these places, you didn't choose to go to these places, and whatever happened mm-hmm. to you subsequently has then obviously had a massive effect on how you then lived your life. But, you know, you can say, well, it was my choice to, you know, drink, or but subconsciously, you know, it could potentially all be tied back to trauma.
Oh, yeah, but it normally is. It's the only way you can basically mask or cope yeah. with the trauma. Certain people at certain ages, certain generations, are always taught to be stoic and never yeah. open up, especially men. Especially yeah, men. Women can easily open up. Right, I mean, women can easily open up, but men can't. So yeah. you've got to take everything on your shoulders.
No,
and deal with everything on your own, and that is difficult. That is difficult.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising. It's not surprising that people like end up getting addicted to drink or drugs, was it?
No, it's not surprising at all. Since I've started working on this campaign, it's really opened my eyes to, you know, why mm-hmm. people have been knocked into these paths. You know, it's you can't just take, oh, he's alky, or you know, he's on drugs, just on its face value anymore. You know, there's obviously deeper rooted issues. You know, some majority is probably not being the person's fault. So, yeah. I mean, is there anything, or does your GP know about any of the alcohol or any sort of depression issues? Any information that I can gather? Could I write to the GP's name down in Bournemouth?
To be honest with you, I don't know where he is now. I mean, as I said, I left Bombs about, I left, it was in, I'm trying to remember, I thought it was either Boscombe or Southbourne. I'm trying to remember where it was when I was seeing him. Southbourne, I think it was, but I can't remember the name of the medical health centre that was down there.
Can you see, sir? In Southbourne?
Southbourne and Bournemouth. It's a district of an area of Bournemouth.
Yeah, committee six. I've got a Southbourne surgery and I've got a Beaufort Road surgery.
Oh, Beaufort Road surgery. Yeah, it rings a bell.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Committee six. Let me just get them details.
Yeah.
If it will, TJ.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll write through that surgery, see if they've got any sort of medical records. I'm not sure if, you know, between the Scottish and the English NHS, I know my doctors and my hospital don't have the same information. They don't share.
Right. I've noticed on my NHS app that it doesn't really share much with like my older information that I had.
Yeah. So I'll write through the Beaufort Road surgery. See what information I can get from them. I'll also write to the social services in the care settings that you were in. The foster parents care setting, where was that, if you don't mind me asking?
The social work department was based at, what was it called, Dalrymple House in Greenock, but as far as I know, that's no longer there anymore. Okay. I don't know, well, not the same way as it was. They might have a building there, but it was a Durham.
What would be the
No, it was Inverclyde. Yeah.
Perfect. Inverclyde Social Services.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so once I get your care information, Stephen, do you want me to share that with you?
Rather not. I don't want to relive.
Yeah, no problem. A lot of parents want it. Just to obviously piece some bits of the puzzle together. A lot of clients don't want to go back through it. That's not a problem.
Aye.
So what happens is what we'll do is once I get all of your information, I will go through it with you. Obviously, I won't change it. I'll go through it, make sure that me and you are, I'll make sure that Sally, you're happy with, I haven't missed anything out or there's nothing missing.
Yeah.
Because obviously I will continue to chase. If we're happy that there's nothing missing, we've covered every base, along with any medical records I can get for you, which obviously proved that, you know, you suffered depression while you were down in Bournemouth. We'll do what's called our final submission, Stephen, to the Scottish Redress team. That'll do, from there, we'll then hopefully get what's called a panel date. That is where the panel will judge our case. And from there, hopefully, we'll get you the recognition you deserve of, you know, of all wrongdoing, and also some financial compensation, Stephen.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Just to let you know, Stephen, this isn't going to be a quick turnaround for either of us. It's probably anywhere up to 8 to 10 months to get your information back. These local authorities aren't quick.
No, of course not. Especially when you're dealing with cold cases.
Yeah, well, the likelihood is the records were non-digital.
Exactly.
They've even been, you know, hard copies. So, yeah, we'll keep fighting. You know, we threaten them with legal action. We obviously make them aware that, you know, you're under a lot of duress. You know, it's on them to get us the information as quickly as possible. So, do you have any questions for me, Stephen, on that process?
No, I'm happy with everything. I mean,
okay.
It's been about 8 or 9 months. I mean, at the moment, I've got a couple of serious medical conditions, which unfortunately struck me not that long ago. Apart from that stroke, I found out about 6 weeks ago, I've got a hole in my heart, so I probably need surgery. I'll probably have to wait about nine months for surgery for that. So it's a wait and get that. Prior to all that, I was pretty well fit and healthy. And then all this hit me all at once. Marvellous.
I'm just so brave. I think that must have been such a shock.
It's like my job that I do. Anyway, I work in different stadiums around the world, and I see each of those stadiums as being a challenge. And I've never lost a challenge for any of them. And I see this joke as being the exact same thing. It's just another challenge that I'll overcome.
Yeah. How about you do in the stadium, Stephen?
I work for different rock and pop bands, so I'm a roadie.
Anyone famous?
I kind of up and coming struggling artists like Coldplay and Pink. Struggling. Yeah. It's like you'll find them in my bar, like with a hat out, waiting for money.
Yeah.
Sure,
I've seen them in the high season town with a hat out.
Aye. I take requests. poor guys, they don't know much material.
do you get to see the shows, or are you busy whilst the show's on?
Depends on the artist. Last year I was out on tour with The Weeknd around America.
Okay. And
to be honest with you, with that guy, I knew two songs before they started the tour.
Sure on him, to be honest.
I know Blinding Light, and I know I Feel It Coming, who did this track with Daft Punk.
Okay.
But I was out in the road room for 4 months, and after the end of the tour, I still know the same two songs. I couldn't tell you what the hell he does. The guy doesn't stop singing. As soon as he starts,
you
can't tell what song stops and what song begins.
Oh, that's mental, huh?
And it all sounds the same, apart from those two that I know. They sound different from everything else.
Who's your favourite band to work for, Stephen? Who's your favourite artist or your favourite band?
Well, I loved working with Pink.
Oh, yeah.
And I was working with Coldplay for 10 years.
Oh,
musically, they're quite dull and boring, but everybody gets treated like family.
Yeah,
I mean, live, like, stadium gigs wise, they're a bit like Headstone Dreams and the MX Tour and stuff like that. They were incredible. They were really good shows.
Yeah. I like Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I wish I was still working with them now, but yeah, I mean, the 10 years I had, it was probably the best 10 years and the best career the band have ever had.
Oh, amazing. But you've seen some sights then, haven't you?
Oh, aye. I mean, I'd be pretty much going to my third passport in 10 years.
I can imagine that. Well, of course, you have
to go through. Yeah, all the visas, all the pages getting taken up.
That's amazing, man. What an amazing story that is. How well have you done since, you know, obviously you come through the care system and you've been all over the world with some of the most famous people on the planet. It's an amazing story.
It's basically, I just treat them like anybody else.
Yeah.
Well, I don't treat them any different.
What are they like to work for? Are they, you know, are these people, do they treat you the same or are they...
Oh, yeah, I mean, Pink, she's lovely. I mean, last time I was working with her, she gave me a big hug.
Oh, nice.
In fact, she gave me a last slice of pizza as well.
Oh, nice.
He's like, oh, sweet.
Yeah, what's this
yeah. At the time when I was working with them, the whole band were really nice, but now they've all been like fighting each other in the courts and stuff like that, which has turned nasty. Yeah, I don't see that band lasting a lot longer after this current run of two dates.
Oh,
no.
It's awful.
Yeah, but,
they are probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest band on the planet, aren't they?
Oh, I mean, forget you two. I mean, you two got left behind years ago. Decades ago.
No, it's only the other ones like the Rolling Stones who come out every now and again, but Coldplay are probably the most relevant and the biggest band on the planet, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, I was booked on this concert that they were doing, but only to be dropped the night before. I was due to fly to America to start the tour. So did three quarters of the crew as well. They changed the entire crew. But they are basically the great 5-year world tour.
Oh, yeah, wow. Where do you
stay when
you go out on tour with them then?
Dublin hotels.
Yeah.
They'll either book, they'll get...
Do you get looked after, or...?
Oh, yeah, I mean, they're either 4-star or at least 4-star hotels. So 4 or 5. Yeah.
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 Have you ever roadied for your namesake, Lewis Capaldi?
Yes, I did. I did his first ever gig in London Scala, I think it was, at New Cross. Yeah. Actually, I was trying to get talking away to each other. We were trying to work out the family tree because basically, like, we'd been half Italian as well.
Yeah.
And Peter Capaldi turned up whilst us two were talking.
Who's that?
Peter Capaldi used to play Doctor Who.
Okay. Well, the Capaldis are everywhere.
Yeah. So it turns out those two are second cousins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was, we had an interesting chat, the three of us.
Yeah, he seems a nice guy, him.
Oh, yes, yeah. He's so grounded, but then again, his family basically won't let him get above his station. They'll just, like, knock him back down his place.
No, that's cool. That's what they need, don't they? They need a bit of grounding.
I mean, they're the working class family from, like, West Lothian, so it's, they're like the Susan Boyles as well. Susan Boyle didn't let her get to her head.
No, she didn't, and no. She stayed in Lewis West Lothian for years, didn't she?
Aye, she still is. So I don't know.
She, yeah.
Aye. But, Lewis would be the same. That was the only reason why I think he took a step back from the industry, because he didn't realise so much about the pressures and stuff like that happens. And it can get to musicians and they deal with it. Yeah. So he'll come back out a bit stronger.
Yeah. No, I like him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like him as a player. I do like his music. I mean, it's not... I'm more of a Johnny Cash than a Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, Johnny Cash. He was brilliant.
I do like him, Lewis Capaldi, though. He seems a good guy. Mm-hmm. Stephen, just before I go, I just obviously need to explain your options and also our fees. Make sure that you are fully aware and on board with what we're doing for you and how we do it and how we charge. So just take me a second. I'll run through with you. You don't actually need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Redress. You can do it yourself. That would obviously entail, if you so wish to, gather your own evidence and create and present your own case. So that's an option for you. There are other law... Option two is there are other law firms out there who won't charge you any fees and help you apply. They get paid direct from the Scottish Government on what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins or loses or draws.
Right.
I can't legally discuss or explain to you what they do for you, or more importantly, what they don't do for you. What I can let you know, Stephen, is that we don't participate in that scheme.
That's good.
Yeah, we've actively rejected it on multiple occasions, despite numerous attempts to get us on. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We want to enter into what's called a joint venture with you under a no-win, no-fee. If you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together.
Money comes off at source. Whatever's awarded, you guys get paid.
You get paid, and then you pay us. So there's nothing.
All right, I would have thought that it would have come off at source, and then whatever was left, I would get once you've said your fees.
Oh no, it goes to you first, and then you pay us. You're the client. It's your compensation.
Gathering
the evidence and helping you.
So
our fees, Stephen, are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. It's actually slightly less than 20%. It's like 19.2.
Right.
We just say obviously 20% for ease of understanding.
Of course.
No matter how much work goes into your case, Stephen, you'll never pay us more than 20%. On the flip side of that, Mr. Capaldi, is the fact that you've been through such, hardship in your life, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship if we are unsuccessful in obtaining compensation. So we'll never charge you if we are unsuccessful. Our insurance policy will cover that for us, Stephen, so, we'll never come looking for money from you. Is that okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand those two options, Stephen?
I do.
And you're still happy for me to continue with your case, sir?
Absolutely. Yeah. You guys have done a great job so far.
Thank you, sir. And I will endeavour to do my utmost for you gathering this information. Just to let you know, Stephen, from the date you signed documentation with us, you have a 14-day cooling-off period. You also have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period so we can get working on your case. But that is entirely up to you.
I'm happy for you guys to continue.
Perfect. What I'll do, Stephen, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, any after-hour numbers you may need. You do have my number now. Obviously, my name's Michael. Call me whenever you want. If I don't answer, there's an answer message there, machine there. Leave me a message. I'll call you straight back. I work for you, Stephen, so there's no query I deem wasting my time. So even if you just want to have a chat, give me a call and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Thanks, Michael.
I'll touch base with you, Stephen, every 3 to 4 weeks just to let you know how I'm getting on, where I'm finding success. If I'm struggling anywhere, we'll reevaluate on each of those calls. And I'll stay with you now until the end.
Excellent, mate.
Thank you, Stephen.
Excellent, mate.
Lovely speaking here. It's probably my favourite call I've had so far. So thank you.
Cheers, mate. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Cheers, mate.
Bye now. Bye. Bye-bye.